Scarum accepted another bowl of the stew, ignoring the boxes of pepper. He remarked cuttingly to Slippo,
"These confounded sea dogs got no respect for their blinking stomachs, what?"
Slippo raised his head from his bowl. The hare nodded dryly.
"Couldn't agree with you more, old lad."
Waves could be heard from afar, booming against the rocks, with a strong wind driving them. Inside the cave was snug and secure. Rora served the friends some of her special crusty plum slice and a small beaker of old elderberry cordial. They sat enjoying the flickering fire glow, whilst Kruver told them of their journey, where they had come from, and the destination they were bound for, Redwall Abbey. Rora took down a little harp and passed it to Slippo.
"Redwall Abbey, eh? I've heard tell of it, but I never got that far inland. 'Tis said to be a wondrous place for sure. But you younguns must be tired. Lie down and sleep now. Slippo, play us something. Maybe I'll sing. I ain't sung for a while. I've forgotten most of me songs, but I can recall this one. 'Tis a nice old ballad."
Stretching out gratefully on the covered ledges, the travellers closed their eyes and listened to the otterwife's song.
"'Tis a far cry from home for a poor lonely thing, of the deeps and wild waters of seas, where you can't hear your dear mother's voice softly sing, like a breeze gently stirring the trees. Come home, little one, wander back here someday. I'll watch for you each evening and morn, through all the long seasons till I'm old and grey, as the frost on the hedges at dawn. There's a lantern that shines in my window. I have long kept it burning for you. It glows through the dark like a clear guiding light, and I know someday you'll see it too. So haste on back, little one, or I will soon be gone, no more to see your dear face. But I know that I'll feel your disgust.